Six. Six Music.
From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Belly BC. That's who.
They were born to make that noise, weren't they? The Ramones and Blitzkrieg Bop. I can't even say it. It's not a good sign, is it? First link of the programme. The Ramones and Blitzkrieg Bop. Would you still listen to my programme if I spoke like that between the records? No, you wouldn't. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. And this could be my finest hour. Hello everyone. The entire programme today is dedicated to Vicky Burnett and Ange, who've sent me a lovely gift. Dear Guy, as promised, but with little delay, here's the book I got from my work of cat protection that I thought combined an old and a new interest for you. So sad that Patrick Moore passed away. It's a book by Patrick Moore called Meow. And the subheading is, cats really are nicer than people. And there's a picture of Sir Patrick cuddling his cat on the front. Apparently he's had cats his whole life, and he's written a whole book about how much he loves them. And that is just such a touching thing. I had no idea he was a cat lover. Thanks to Vicky and Ange, long time listeners, old friends of the show. I think that's going to make a good bathroom book, actually. Well, what have we got on the show for you anyway? We've got new music from the Leisure Society and Steve Mason and Jim James from My Morning Jacket. All of that is brilliant stuff, and three great voices there. And as that first tune suggested, Blitzkrieg Bop by the Ramones, we have a Hey hangover. A couple of weeks ago, I did the Hey special. It was such a big response, people suggesting songs that had Hey in them, as Blitzkrieg Bop does, of course. And there were some glaring omissions in the programme, so just tying up loose ends, I suppose you could call it Hey 2. There you go. The Beckopedia will be dropping by, of course, with a wit and a wisdom, a tune by Peggy Lee this time, which is just wonderful. I love Peggy Lee. I'm going to play some Vince Guaraldi, The National, King Crimson, Rufus Wainwright, The Art of Noise, Alayla Deanne, Black Rebel, Kate Bush. In fact, Kate Bush is our featured artist this week. Two songs from Kate Bush in succession, but more of that in a little while. What else have we got? Fats Waller, Little Dragon, Supertramp. There you go. Those songs actually come after one another in the second hour of the show. Where else in the world but Six Music would you hear Fats Waller into Little Dragon into Supertramp? Nowhere else. Why? Because you're tuned to the greatest radio station on earth, Six Music. Thanks for coming. Let's kick off with the new one from the Leisure Society, The Sober Scent of Paper. Here we go.
The great lake around you, pull you along by the knots in your hair. It's just like you'd never been there. Cold tooth and eyes, scattered islands, faithfully facing the warmth of the sun. All to the quickening dawn. Fever on the faraway brow, sober scent of paper, teething cries and wuthering heights were not enough to save you. Silence widens and swallows you head first and whole. Fight through the whitening bones. So sing while you can, while you're able. Though sorrow may tap at the root of your song, light sparks the opening bar. Fever on the faraway brow, the sober scent of paper, teething cries and wuthering hearts were not enough to save you. Oh, 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 oh. Every ache is dissolved in the brine, and the waves will abate and then rise. But the shark ridden garden will run dry again.
Return of the Leisure Society, I love it. Nick Hemming is the principal songwriter of the Leisure Society. The fact about Nick, which he probably hates and is sick of talking about, is that he used to be in a band with Paddy Considine and Shane Meadows called She Talks to Angels. I bet he hates the fact that that's always brought up. But what it does lead to is that he did the musical score for A Room for Romeo Brass and Dead Men's Shoes, which... both of which have got fantastic scores. So there you go, Nick Hemming, wonderful man. And the Leisure Society, a welcome return. Another Hayes song now. How could we have forgotten this one? Teresa Heapy, who also suggested the Ramones tune at the top of the programme, by the way, suggested this one as well. Teresa, a great service you have done to the Finest Hour. Talking Heads, And She Was. Hey!
Lying in the grass, and she could hear the highway breathing.
Talking Heads and She Was. I'll tell you what's going on in my little house here in North Manchester today. Me and Emma, Mrs. Badger, got drunk and decided that we wanted a world map on one wall of the front room. That's going up as we speak downstairs. Our friend Belinda's come round to help us out. I've got to do this, which is why I'm not helping. But I've got to tell you, I'm in two minds about the idea. I'm in two minds about it. I don't know if it's going to work or not. Anyway, yeah, any home improvement mistakes that you've made, think, oh, that'd be brilliant, why not do that? And then realise why people don't do it. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. This next tune is Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins. Jenny Lewis is a remarkable human being, as well as being incredibly talented. I mean, incredibly talented. She's also very pretty. Her and her fella John are a lovely couple. I love them very much. This is the record she made with the Watson Twins, who are both friends of mine. One of the Watson Twins, Leela Dean, sent me a mixtape many moons ago, which is responsible for so much of the music that I love. This one mixtape. I'm sure I've mentioned it before. Anyway, here is Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins and the remarkable The Big Guns. Jenny's ship hasn't come in yet. She is a superstar. She's an immortal and will be remembered like that. Ship hasn't come in yet. She was in Rilo Kiley. There's a fact for you. Anyway, The Big Guns, Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins.
Then you kiss his lips, he forgives you for it, he forgives you for all you've done, but not me, I'm still angry. What have I done? Why am I always missing you?
Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins from the album Rabbit Fur Coat. That was The Big Guns. I'm going to have to do a Jenny special one of these days. She's amazing.
Six Music.
Sean W. Keaveney. A man misunderstood.
Is it okay to dry your underpants in the microwave?
Maybe he's too intense.
A bit aggressive.
I know. I'm on a crash after my croissant. I'm taking it out on you.
Maybe it's his clothes.
My hood's too hairy.
Or his uncompromising charm.
With 10 being like the most I'd want to punch someone, you right now would be at a maybe like a 5.
That's not bad.
He has his own theories.
I blame Brett.
But you can make a difference. Listen to Sean Keaveney on Six Music and he will feel useful, appreciated. The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Is this cool?
Every weekday morning on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Thank goodness for high-dose anti-equilibrium.
Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on Six Music.
Moving on, Toby and Kate in Chorlton. Kate says, "Hi Guy and team, might I suggest Ho Hey by the Lumineers? It's certainly joyful and contains more hay than you can shake a stick at, plus a few added hoes for good measure." Well, thank you very much, Kate. Toby, Kate, here is the Lumineers and Ho Hey. I recognise this tune without... I didn't know who it was previously. It's a cracker.
I've been trying to do it right. Hey! I've been living a lonely life. Ha! I've been sleeping here instead. Hey! I've been sleeping in my bed. Ha! Sleeping in my bed. Hey! So show me family. Hey! All the blood that I will bleed.
Kate and Toby recommended that. My true love has just bought me a bacon sandwich and a cup of tea, and I'm just drooling thinking about him. So I'm going to play this tune by Jim James. He's the, he is the lead singer of My Morning Jacket, and I have it on very good authority from my old friend, collaborator, colleague and deputy, Jimmy Goodwin, that he's a lovely man. Here we are for Jim James and A New Life from the album Regions of Light and Sound of God.
A new life. Now then. Miss Peggy Lee is best remembered as the blonde siren whose biggest hit, Fever, conveyed the smoky, simmering sexiness she exuded with every note. But she was also a multifaceted, multi-talented artist whose 60-year career also proved her to be a wonderful lyricist, writing numbers such as Don't Smoke in Bed and two of the best songs from Disney's Lady and the Tramp, The Siamese Cat Song and He's a Tramp. She was also nominated for an Oscar for her acting abilities, as well as being a mistress of comic timing, particularly in songs such as Is That All There Is and WOMAN. However, when she sang ballads, there was a strange vulnerability and fragility to her voice, suggesting a deep-seated longing for happiness that perhaps she never really found in her four marriages. In 1957, she released an album entitled The Man I Love, a gentle collection of love songs that culminated in the most heartfelt and telling of them all, The Folks Who Live on the Hill. Against Nelson Riddle's dreamlike arrangement, her soft, yearning voice paints the picture of a fairy tale romance, perfect in every detail. But as warm and tender as it is, there's an unattainable quality to her fantasy that, for me, makes this performance one of her most open-hearted and sincere, and consequently, one of her finest. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Someday we'll build a home on a hilltop high, you and I, shiny and new, a cottage that two can fill, and we'll be pleased to be called Folks Who Live on the Hill. Someday we may be adding a wing or two, a thing or two. We will make changes as any family will, but we will always be called the folks who live on the hill. Of meadows green, the sort of view that seems to want to be seen. And when the kids grow up and leave us, we'll sit and look at that just we two, Baby and Joe, who used to be Jack and Jill, the folks who like to be called what they have all. Folks who live on the hill.
Isn't that wonderful? Peggy Lee, as recommended by our very own Beckopedia. Where would we be without her? Right, I'll tell you what I've not done for a while, because I've got more listeners to this programme than I've ever had. There's more of you than ever before. Something we've not done for at least a year. Who's furthest away? Where are you? Everybody let me know where you are. And how you listen to the show, and what time of day you listen to the show. Let's call it listener research. I don't want to see how far-flung the finest hour listeners are. Does anybody know an astronaut? Does anybody know anybody on the International Space Station, perhaps? Because if when they were flying over Australia, they listened to even a snippet of this programme, they would be officially the furthest away. Marvellous, isn't it? I was also thinking guiltily, because I'm a lapsed Catholic, I was also thinking guiltily during that Peggy Lee number, that I've just described how Emma came up and gave me a bacon sandwich and then went back downstairs to carry on doing the decorating. I don't want to paint myself as a lazy bastard who's waited on hand and foot, but it certainly appears to be that way, doesn't it? I would be downstairs helping with the decorating, I really would, but just to lift the veil on the way I make this programme on a weekly basis. I prepare it, I spend however long I want to preparing it, usually about 3 hours, preparing the programme and getting all your emails together and listening to all the different Song for Guy recommendations and all that kind of thing. But I make it last minute. I make it in the 2 hours leading up to a man called Peter, a courier, coming and picking it up and taking it to Media City Salford, where my show is tailored for you lot, fine-tuned, stitched together, tweaked, and all the furniture put in, what we call furniture. This is furniture now, this thing. See, all that stuff, that goes in afterwards. Peter and Michelle put that in. So anyway, yeah, that's how I make the show. I'll leave it till last minute so that I haven't got time to go back and do links again and again, because that's not great radio, is it? The best thing about Six Music is that it isn't formulaic and squeaky clean and absolutely brilliant and professional sounding. I think Six Music is special because we are flawed and human and wildly enthusiastic about music. Don't you think? Answers on a postcard, guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. During this tune, I'm going to do a very strange dance that doesn't involve the legs. Think Bill Cosby. We'll be right back. Vince Guaraldi. That was the Vince Guaraldi Trio from an album called A Boy Named Charlie Brown. That was Linus and Lucy. Yes, if you were wondering where you knew that music from, it was from the Peanuts cartoon. Steve Mason, formerly of Beta Band, has got one of my favourite voices. Plaintive, simple and honest, his voice. It really is super human. Not superhuman, but very human. Super human. Know what I mean? Here's Steve Mason, his new one. It's called Oh My Lord. I think you're going to like this. Hasn't he got a lovely voice? Steve Mason and Oh My Lord, that's his new one. Great.
Space. Belongs to Mark Radcliffe and Stuart McConey.
We were doing a bit of research on Ned Sausage Roll.
But he says he's what, head of aeronautics?
Richard Branson's space trips company thing. So if you fancy booking with him, it's...
How much is it?
A million
for six. It's a million for six of you? That doesn't seem very expensive. I'm working this out a bit like you do with people in a taxi. So I'm going into space next week. Well, if we get six of us, it works out as cheap as getting the train, doesn't
it? What about you split the bill with your calculator, sir? Yeah. I didn't have a start.
Tell you what, Mark, we'll get it, because you're going to Pluto, aren't you? So you can drop me and Lizzie off, we'll give you Tenor.
Radcliffe and McConey.
Space taxi.
I think I'll stick with NASA.
Radcliffe and McConey. Weekday afternoons from 1 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
I forgot to mention earlier on when I played the Leisure Society tune that the album Alone Aboard the Ark will be released on April the 1st on Full Time Hobby. Again, it's called Alone Aboard the Ark. If you want my recommendation of the week, it's that album by the Leisure Society. And do go and buy your music, because otherwise people will stop making it, and it'll be your fault. This next tune by The National is one of my favourite tunes ever. It's called Green Gloves. And when I first listened to it, I didn't really sort of peer at the lyrics. I just loved the sounds of the words. I wasn't really thinking about what it meant. And I pictured a fella in lovely dark green velvet gloves for some reason. like a sort of a Slithery Fox type character. It is, of course, about forensic rubber gloves. Mrs. Badger was straight onto it. And I spoke to Matt Berringer of The National about this tune. And he told me it was about the fact that he'd gone home after being away, living away for some years. And he was wondering how all his friends were doing. And he said he felt like he was forensically going through what they'd done in the time that he was away. He felt like he was going through their things with forensic gloves to see what they'd been up to and how they'd changed. So it's about re-entering his life. It's such a beautiful song. Once again, it's The National from the album Boxer. It's Green Gloves. National and Green Gloves. I hope they're making a record at the moment. They were touring very hard for a while. That can kill a band sometimes. And did I notice a bit of a tiff on stage at Manchester when they were playing here? I think I did see a bit of a tiff. I hope they haven't overdone it and broken, because that's not fair, is it? Don't work too hard, you lot. This next song by Rufus Wainwright puts a very broad smile on my face. This is from the album Poses. It's Greek Song. Rufus Wainwright and Greek Song. Lots of love to Rufus. Heard from him recently, doing alright. David Sylvian from the album Dead Bees on a Cake. I'm going to play I Surrender. It's a great tune. Love it. Love the orchestration and I love the trumpet as well. Dead Bees on a Cake, the title of the album reminds me of a video that we made for Fallen Angel, which is an Elbow song from our second album. It's a really good video if you get time to watch it. I'm fantasising the death of the rest of the band in a kind of Roadrunner style way. I run Craig over with a JCB and I pour honey on Jupp's head and put bees in his bass drum to dramatic effect. Watch the video if you get a chance, but we needed to film bees. Dead Bees on a Cake reminds me of the fact that an assistant director on a video shoot, or I'm guessing any kind of shoot, kind of does all the shouting for the director normally. It's not his only job, but that's one of his jobs, especially if they're on a tight schedule. So the assistant director there's two stages working at once when we're making that video, and they were trying to film bees to artificially put on the bass drum in the video. So a beekeeper turned up, a lady called Bee, would you believe? Her name was Beulah, and her husband, and they were like a lovely, quite well-to-do, quite posh couple, and she had apiaries for, I think, 10 years. And while I was talking to him, I asked him how they met, because they're a really cute sort of couple, and he said they met, they were both scientists, and I said, and have you always been into bees? And he says, oh, no, I hate bees. It's Bee that likes the bees. If I go near a bee, I'm fearing for my life. And he pulled a syringe in a box out of his pocket. He said, if I get stung by a bee, I convulse and die. I'm allergic to them, very, very allergic to bee stings. I was like, oh, my God, and you fell in love with a woman who keeps bees? And he goes, no, she didn't keep bees until we'd been married for some time. And I was like, so she knew about your bee thing and she started keeping bees even so? And he said, yeah. And I said, you must really love her. And he said, yes, I suppose I do. Yeah, the people you meet. Here is David Sylvian from the album Dead Bees on a Cake. And the song is called I Surrender. I hope both the characters in that story are still with us.
I opened up the pathway of the house. The flowers died embittered from the stars. That night I crossed the bridge of sighs and I surrendered. I looked back and glimpsed the outline of a boy. His life of sorrows now collapsing into joy. And tonight the stars are on. Cries beneath the southern sky and I surrender. Recording angels and the poets of the night. Bring back the trophies of the battles that we've fought. Searchlights fill the open sky. And I surrender. Traveled all
sway for your embrace. Enraptured by the recognition on your face. Hold me now while my old love dies tonight, and I surrender. Just before the fall, the light in your eyes, the meaning of it all. Birds fly and fill the summer skies, and I surrender. She throws the burning books into the sea. Find the meaning of the word inside of me. It's alright, the stars are all aligned, and I surrender. Mother cries beneath the moonlit skies, and I surrender. In the hands, a disappearing world of footprints in the sand. Tell me now that this love will never die, and I'll surrender. Mother cries beneath the open sky.
Put Garvey on the air.
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Thank you.
Art of Noise and Island. If you want to start somewhere with the Art of Noise, if you like the sound of that tune and you don't know where to begin with them, I would start with the Ambient Collection. That's a good place to start. It features their most famous tunes, and it's a good listen as a full album. There's nothing jarring about it. Some of their stuff, I have to admit, is Look What I Can Do With A Sampler. But some of it, like that tune, I just think is really beautiful. Yeah, I used to have an Art of Noise sleeve on the back of my jacket. When everyone else had Dead Kennedys on the back of their jacket or Fields of the Nephilim, I had an Art of Noise sleeve because I'm a geek. I'm also a lyricist, and whenever I think of this next song, I try and imagine Neil Young coming up with the chorus. Only love can break your heart is the sentiment and the chorus of this song. Only love can break your heart. Imagine writing that on a page. You'd think, that's been said before, surely. It's too simple, it's too perfect, it's too beautiful, it's too self-contained. Somebody must have said that before. I reckon he rifled every book he'd ever read, phoned every friend he had and said, have I stolen this? But no, Neil Young, the holy grail of romantic songwriting, only love can break your heart. It's reassuring, it's uplifting, it's sad, it's ecstatically happy, isn't it? Only love can break your heart. Damn Neil Young, damn him. Layla Diane, this song's called Lady Divine, and she is a lady and she is divine.
To the dark, take the ball. 'cause my children are in hiding. Mortar and pestle they grind. No songs whistled through white teeth do scoff the days with songs. Of the days with songs for children to sing.
Wonderful Layla Diane and Lady Divine. That's for an album called To Be Still, which I recommend very, very highly if you've not got it. I recommend it higher still if you're getting it on vinyl. It's just, I don't know, something about that record on vinyl fits. It really does. Wonderful. And we must be hearing from Layla again soon. She must be doing a new record or something. But lots of love to her. Black Rebel Motorcycle Club are back on the scene. They've got some new stuff coming out. I haven't had it across my desk yet. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge to my crack production unit at Media City there. But this is one of my favourite tunes. It's all Dads and Lads with me. I've told you before, Dads and Lads. Anything Dads and Lads and I'm in bits. I just, that's the stuff that gets me, do you know what I mean? Some people, it's animals being abandoned or harmed. With me, it's dad and lad storylines in song, film, whatever. This is Fault Line from the mighty Black Rebel Motorcycle Club.
I've been waiting on the fault line, living evil take me on. I'll be standing with my dying bed, if you care to come along. Racing with the rising tide to my father's door. Racing with the rising tide to my father's door. I've been lying in the bright light, see my shadow from below. Never wanted from another man, never wanted from my own. Drowning in the rising tide at my father's door. Drowning in the rising tide at my father's door. On a wall, from the banks of the far side, I see the lights come ashore. Racing from the rising tide to my father's door. Racing from the rising tide to my father's door. Racing with the rising tide to my father's door.
Black Rebel Motorcycle Club from the album Howl, and that was Fault Line. Yeah, I'll get you some of their new stuff next week.
Hello, I'm Mark Riley.
It's Richard Hawley. Call me back for Pete's sake.
Now, some people say I spend too much time listening to music for me programme.
Hello, Mark. Bowie here. Are you there?
Well, I don't think that's true. You can never listen to too much music.
Mark, Jim Jones, Jim Jones Review. What's going on with you, mate? Where are you? Come on, mate, give me a call.
I could be accused of being somewhat antisocial.
Jenny Best from Savages here. Are you there?
Well, that's what you've got to do if you want to find the next Django Django.
Hello, Mark. Bowie here again. I'll try again next week.
I don't know. Why don't you just go for a drink with Lou Reed?
This is Mark Riley.
You can enjoy the fruits of my labour Monday to Thursday, 7 till 9 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
My featured artist this week is Kate Bush. Now, one of the reasons I started having a featured artist, I think I've probably been doing it for about a year, is because I realised that when you love music, very few of us, or rather, very few of my generation, just listen to one song by that person. And also, one song by an artist isn't often enough to convince you that you like the artist. You know you like the song, but you want to hear more. So I thought two songs from an artist minimum to try and get them to new people. If you think you don't like Kate Bush, for instance, if you think you know what Kate Bush is about, she's a bit weird, she's a bit screechy, I don't like her, if that's what you think, first of all, you're wrong. Second of all, listen to the words of these two songs and bear in mind that Kate does everything on her records. She is multi-talented, multifaceted. I listened to the one she did with her son yesterday, the Snowflake one. while it was snowing heavily in Manchester, and that was a special thing. But I've chosen these two, and I've decided to put them one after the other because that's how she intended them to be heard. From the album Hounds of Love, without any interruption or furniture, here is Cloud Busting and Dream of Sheep, one after the other. 7:56, 7:56, just under 8 glorious minutes of the unique and wonderful Kate Bush.
I still dream of organ home. I wake up crying, you're making rain, and you're just in reach. When you in sleep escape me, you're like my yo-yo that glows in the dark. What needed special?
Dream of Sheep, that's Kate Bush. I know my mum would have enjoyed that, and most of my sisters too, and I really enjoyed listening to it. I'd like to take this opportunity to tell you how much I miss you all and love you. This next tune from Fats Waller, it was a song for Guy Recommendation some time ago, which, this is the best thing about the Finest Hour. You make a song for Guy Recommendations, and let me stress, recommendations and not requests. So I want to hear music I've not heard before. I want you to recommend stuff to me, educate me, because I was turned on to Fats Waller by a guy called Peter. I'll find his name for you while we listen to the tune. Peter recommended it, and it started a love affair which has lasted to this day. I love Fats Waller. I love him. This song's called Your Feet's Too Big. It's really quite insulting. It's really quite insulting of the lady that's with him, but it's just hilarious and has the best timed mercy at the beginning that I've ever heard. Here we go. Fats Waller, ladies and gentlemen.
Who's that walking around here?
Mercy.
Baby patter, baby elephant patter, that's what I calls it. Say, up in Harlem, at a table for two, there were four of us, me, your big Pete, and you. From your ankle up, I'll say you sure are sweet. From that down, there's too much feet. Yes, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Can't use you cause your feet's too big. I really hate you cause your feet's too big. Yeah. Da-de-do-da. Mom-da-da. Where'd you get them? Da-de-da-da. Your girl, she likes you. She thinks you're nice. Got what takes to be in paradise. She said she likes your face, she likes your rig. Man, oh man, them things are too big. Oh, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Mad at you cause your feet's too big. I hate you cause your feet's too big.
Shiv, Shiv, Shiv. All your pedal extremities are colossal. To me, you look just like a fossil. You got me walking, talking, and squawking. 'Cause your feet too big, yeah. Come on and walk that thing. Oh, I never heard of such walking. Mercy. Your pedal extremities really are obnoxious. One never knows, do one.
Fats Waller and Your Feet's Too Big. I had a look at my files. I pulled up my files, my fats file. My fats fact file. And which Peter recommended Fats Waller to me? Well, Peter Salis of Last of the Summer Wine fame on Desert Island Discs picked Your Feet's Too Big. That's maybe where I heard that tune for the first time. But it was a listener, Peter Elliott. It was a Song for Guy recommendation from Peter Elliott. That turned me onto Fats in the first place, with a song called What Will I Do in the Morning, which I'll play for you sometime. So, Song for Guy recommendations enrich all of our lives. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. All you have to do is send me the title of the song and the artist, why you like it, and while you're there, tell me how and when you listen to The Finest Hour. Allow me to fine-tune my programme for you. Where are we now? We've had Fats Waller. Oh, I can't stop listening to Little Dragon. I absolutely adore it. This beautiful thing is called Crystal Film, and it's got a long fading, a long subtle fading, but you kind of need it for the beat to work. So, hush now. Little Dragon and Crystal Film, my favourite artist of last year. Ritual Union is the album that you need. Go get it, go get it. Absolutely amazing. In fact, 2011, she was my favourite artist. They were my favourite artists. Doesn't matter that, does it? Yeah, wonderful. Once again, Little Dragon and Ritual Union. This next song is so inextricably woven into my childhood memories that I have no idea whether it's considered generally to be good or bad, because to me it means the world. So I don't care whether it's good or bad in the rest of the world's eyes. But the opening chords make my heart jump a little bit every time I hear them, and I dare say they do quite a few people in my family. I'm dedicating this one to R. Marcus.
The actors and jesters are here. The stage is in darkness and clear. We're raising the curtain, and no one's quite certain whose play it is.
How long ago, how long?
If only we had listened then. If we'd known just how right we were going to be. For we dreamed a lot, and we schemed a lot, and we tried to sing of love before the stage fell apart. Oh.
Supertramp from Crime of the Century. That was If Everyone Was Listening, and I love it.
This is what happens then, Monday to Thursday, 9 till midnight here on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Gideon Cow.
We play all manner of sessions, including Peel sessions and concerts from the music archive. And in addition to that, we play lots and lots of other records. That could include Four Brothers, The Clash, Felt, The Fall, Go Between, Aphex Twin, William Welch, Williams, Tom Waits, Cravats, Dexys, Hefner, Godspeed You Black Emperor, Can, Bogshed, Captain Beefheart, Upsetters, Bundu Boy, Viv Stanch, Wilco, Mickey New, Muddy Waters, Smith, Crass, Wah, Minute, Bill Wells and Adrian Moffat, Serge Gainsbourg, Frank Walker, I could go on, and the best bits in between are provided by the six music listeners, and that's it.
Gideon Kev, Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
BBC Radio.
6.
Music.
Jolly Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
This next tune is by my good friends Here We Go Magic. I'm going to see them in New York and I shall interview them for your delectation and approval. This is from an album called A Different Ship. If you love this song as much as you should, you're going to buy this record. Don't illegally download your music. It's not cool. It really is not cool. Here we are. Here We Go Magic and Over the Ocean. A warm bath of a song, if ever I heard one.
I am not worried.
Here We Go Magic from their album A Different Ship, which frankly you need to own. A Different Ship by Here We Go Magic, and that was The Beautiful Over the Ocean. Let's ease out of that warm bath of a song and get into another warm bath. Does anyone ever do that? I suppose if you sit in it long enough and the water goes scummy. Sorry about that. The mind wanders, the tongue is out of control. That's put an image in my head that I don't like as well. I heard this song, this next song, when it was halfway through being written by a chap called Dave O'Dowda. It went out under the name Table. It's a really beautiful thing. And I like to feel like, in some way, because we played the demo version of the song, I think I found it online, but because we played the demo before it was complete, I feel somehow part of its background, like the pissed uncle at Christmas, you know, a relative, but not really, an essential one. I really must stop talking and play the record. This went out under the name A Songs You Can Sing by the band Table. Table and Songs You Can Sing. Beautiful, isn't it? This is Radiohead, it's The Tourist, and Gabby pointed out that it's a Hey song that was conspicuous by its absence. I can't believe I forgot it. Thank you very much, Gabby. Thanks to everybody who wrote in with the Hey songs. Enough of those, though. Let's not have any more Hey songs. I think we've exhausted the subject, don't you? But yeah, I think this is a nice way to round them up. Courtesy of Gabby, a Song for Guy recommendation, our very last Hey song from Radiohead, The Tourist. Radiohead and The Tourist, our very last Hey song. I didn't get round to all your emails this week, and I've done a fair bit of gabbing as well. I hope it all made sense. Any thoughts? guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. I'm off downstairs to watch the world being put on my wall. It's like a Billy Bragg lyric. Yeah, thank you to Peter and Michelle and everybody who helps put the programme together at Media City Salford. Thanks to the Beccapedia for her wit and wisdom. Thanks to everyone who wrote in. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... 10, 9, 8, 7, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Week, everyone. The great Don Letts is up next. Don't touch that dial. Night, Mum.
so lonely at midnight for you. Midnight, oh what a lonely time to weep, I'm all alone. Midnight, I should have been fast asleep hours ago.
Six Music
from 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape
right now.
It's Don Letts.
Hold tight, it's round about midnight, and this, my good people, is your weekly dose of Culture Clash Radio. Must big up Mr. Guy Garvey for another excellent show, and just being Guy Garvey. As usual, I'm all over the shop, crossing time, space, and genres with the likes of the Trogs, Beat Mark, Prince Jazzbo, Jaguar Ma, Futura 2000 and The Clash, Child of Love, Blue Hawaii, and Kuramin, to name just a few. And as you'll know by now, there's not too much talk and even less technique, just taste and tunes. And to prove my point, here's a dub version of that Trumarka track I played a few weeks back. This is My Love.